From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A curfew is in effect in Baghdad's Green Zone after protesters clashed with police there Friday. Anti-government protests exploded into violence as thousands of demonstrators defied heavily armed guards and concrete barriers to charge into the international zone. Security forces unloaded heavy machine gun fire, stun grenades, and tear gas as the crowds surged forward. Some of the protesters broke the security cordon and ran to Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's offices, determined to find him, but he was not there. Many of the protesters are followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The cleric has demanded that Prime Minister Abadi end a political quota system that guarantees political parties ministerial positions and replace the current government with technocrats. European Space Agency officials say one of their satellites has spotted an oil slick in the Mediterranean Sea near where an Egyptian airliner disappeared from radar. The ESA says the slick is about 40 kilometers southeast of the last position of an Egypt airplane. Egypt said early Friday it had found debris from the downed aircraft off its coast. Army Brigadier General Mohamed Samir said that personal belongings of the passengers and parts of the plane were found floating in the water. Egypt Air Flight 804, with 66 passengers and crew aboard, crashed into the Mediterranean early Thursday morning on a flight from Paris to Cairo. No cause of the crash has been determined. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Top Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam remained silent during his first appearance before judges at a court in Paris Friday. As Lisa Bryant reports, a French citizen who grew up in Belgium, Abdeslam is charged with terrorism and murder for the November attacks in Paris that killed 130 people.
His lawyer, Franck Berton, said Abdeslam exercised his right to remain silent at the morning hearing in a Paris courthouse. He complained that a 24-hour video surveillance of Abdeslam's maximum security cell is taking a psychological toll on his client and called it illegal. The 27-year-old Frenchman, born in Morocco, faces half a dozen terrorism charges as of now. Abdeslam's exact role in the Paris attacks is still unclear. The Paris prosecutor claims he abandoned plans to blow himself up like the other attackers, including his older brother, Brahim. He's also been tied to the bombers who attacked Brussels airport and the Belgian city's subway in March. After 4 months on the run, he was arrested just before the Brussels bombings. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Meanwhile, in U.S. politics, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump says the Paris attacks might not have happened had the citizens been armed. Speaking at the National Rifle Association's convention in Louisville, Kentucky Friday, Trump said that a lack of guns left the Paris victims vulnerable to the attackers who killed 130 people.
It might not have happened, because if they knew there were guns in the room, it might not have happened. But if it did, you would have had bullets going in the opposite direction. And believe me, the carnage would not have been the same by any stretch of the imagination.
Trump used most of his speech to criticize presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. The billionaire businessman said Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees Americans' right to keep and bear arms. The former Secretary of State has said she supports the Second Amendment, but that safety measures are needed to keep firearms out of the wrong hands. Here in Washington, the White House was briefly put on lockdown after uniformed Secret Service officers shot and then arrested a man brandishing a gun near the building. Emily Andera was visiting the White House with her family.
The gunshots were already happening, and it all just happened so quick that nobody had a chance. You know, by the time we turned around, the gunshots were happening. They were telling us to run. They were putting, you know, guns to us, telling us to go.
Less than an hour after the incident was reported, U.S. Secret Service posted on social media that all Secret Service protectees are safe. The suspect was taken into custody. President Obama was not at the White House at the time of the incident. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.